a lot of things happened. I thought, in the day, at some point, I thought, am I claustrophobic? I used to be. Not anymore, so it's okay. And when you close the strait away, as soon as you close the thing, you know, the like full body sensation throughout like half an hour. It was just very intense. And also I had like this devil coming and like snakes as well. Like at first like the salt was getting in, mm-hmm. and then it was pain. So I said like this open wound, and it felt as if the skin, like every pore had like a sort of snake or like something. There was movement. And I tried to not move and like scratch or like try to like, you know, to do that. But yeah. And there was like a face around me, 3D, but like inverted, mm-hmm. as if I was inside the face. And also it started with the lid closing and the light, and then
the absence of light.
The absence of light. And then the salt was like the pain going everywhere.
Because you have cuts?
It felt like my whole body was a wound.
Really?
Yeah, it was like a cut. My whole body was an open flesh. Like, it was so painful.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I thought, okay, it's a good opportunity to meditate and practice Vipassana, body sensation, but it was so hard. I even cried in there, like it was just, yeah, it was like that. And then I really wanted to get out, but then I didn't want to be out. I wanted to stay in, because I felt it was unfinished, you know, like that I had to stay and like look at this pain and just observe it. But it was very difficult to observe it. I was not relaxed at all. Maybe a few seconds at some point where I had little like, release. No, I wasn't cold inside. Like the temperature was perfect, all of that. But it's just like, yeah. And then I wasn't sure if I was sleeping or not. And then. I really tried to relax and like, you know, feel okay. Like I was twitching a lot inside. And so then I could feel like the walls, and that made it even worse to feel that it was like that. And then I kind of tried to go back to this thing I used to do when I was a kid, which was like, because I was quite claustrophobic as a kid. So I had a way of like going against that, was to find my own little space in my body. So it wasn't like the space out, but the in. So I tried to do that, helped a bit. And then yeah, I had the strobing thing, but it was really not pleasant. So I tried to not see it. So then it was interesting because I tried like opening and closing the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And like the body and the face would like change in relation to if it was open or closed. And then I was confused if I was open, if I was alive as well. I thought I was dead at some point.
Wow.
So, and then I had visions of like what, like memories. And so then I really thought I was starting to die or something. But yeah, I had like there was no colors, but it was like white, really strong strobing lights. And it was like circles and then lines and circles and lines. Yeah, really quick. Because it was really unexpected, and but I think it's gonna help a lot actually. Just accepting that sometimes I'm dying in the hell. Just gonna, yeah, like rebirth is okay. It's as if I wasn't enabling that moment to arrive. I was just focusing on like death and like how it was painful. So I couldn't let go. It was just, as I said, like just one moment, a few seconds. It is, of course it is. It's just difficult for me to like realize, you know, because I don't know what's like behind all of this. So, but I know it's good, of course, because I just went through it.